sin with joy. And the program is 7 second delay. Welcome to the air, Andy Breckman. Andy Breckman, man. Oh, hang on a second. Hi, Andy. What happened?
It just cut out completely as the theme song began to fade.
Okay.
I heard the theme song over the Skype, and then it faded and cut out completely. Am I doing something wrong on my end?
I don't know. I'm gonna redial you.
Should I hang up?
Nope.
Okay. Here I come.
Now you
hold
stay.
And now.
Hey, there you are.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you twice.
Oh, that's not good. Hold on.
No, it's okay. I kid.
Okay.
Everything's fine. Thank you so much for Skyping in. I know that it was very difficult for you to get to a computer, and we all really appreciate it.
I know you're trying to be funny, but let me tell you something, and I'm being serious. For someone that cares as little as I do, this represents an enormous effort.
No, I am genuinely grateful.
I'm going, this is like 110%. I'm going beyond the beyond, the extra mile and beyond.
And you drove right by the station today also.
I'm Skyping from the diner on the corner.
Yeah, why? Why couldn't you just come here?
There's just someone at the station I don't want to meet.
So you're at the City Diner at the corner of Montgomery and Green, half a block.
There's someone on your staff. If I see him, if I'm in the same room with him, I'm afraid I'll punch his ugly face in.
Who is
just
that?
Just lose it. Can't tell you.
Is it Irwin? It's not Irwin.
No, it's not
Irwin. Is it Scott?
I haven't decided yet.
Is it?
I haven't decided who it is.
Oh.
I want to have a feud so bad with someone on your staff. How are you doing, buddy? How was your 4th of July?
It was great. Great.
You were up at the lake?
Yep.
Were we together?
The WFMU retreat? Yep.
Who was there?
Everybody. Oh, everybody was there. We were all asking after you.
I don't remember being there. I don't think I was there.
Yeah, no, I don't think you were there either.
I had my own little retreat.
Yesterday. How did that go?
It couldn't have been sweeter. I have all my kids in and my grandkids.
From all three families? All there?
All three families were not represented.
Oh. Only the favorite family was there.
The favorite family was
the two favorite families.
The two favorite families, the ones that have swimming pool privileges.
Okay.
Now, seriously, who was it? Now, what was the big entertainment at your lake house?
Well, there was a wild dance party in the kitchen.
Okay.
And then we watched Point Break outside. And then we watched
Point Break, the original Point Break.
Yeah, the original.
With Patrick Swayze?
And Keanu, yep.
And Keanu, okay.
And then we watched The Forbidden Zone after that.
So you're just watching movies and TV. That's what you do.
Well, that's what we did late at night.
Yeah.
But people who wanted to dance were in the kitchen dancing.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. And then the second night we had a hippie farce double feature. We watched Wild in the Streets and The President's Analyst.
Sounds pretty good. So what goes horribly wrong with your cookie party? It sounds like you know how to have a party.
What? Why do you hate the cookie party? Oh, because you've been to the cookie party. See, you arrived too early.
Why can't you apply the same principles to the cookie party as you apply to your July 4th party?
The problem with you and the cookie party is you arrived too early.
Dear God.
Yeah, you have to get there fashionably late.
Dear God.
You arrive during the awkward stage of the party.
Yeah, that must be it.
Hey, earlier today, I think you must have been in the masturbatorium.
Yeah, you couldn't reach me?
No, you butt dialed me from the masturbatorium.
I don't think so. I was visiting my mom of today.
Well, I don't know where you were, but I heard everything. And I mean everything.
Then you heard me visiting my mom.
No, there was no talking.
Well, what are you accusing me of? Like, did you tape it?
No, but Irwin heard my side of the conversation.
I'll bet he
did. Me saying just like, Andy, for like 10 minutes.
Well, that doesn't mean I could have been napping.
I don't think you were it didn't sound like somebody who was napping. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, God. Why would you go there? What are you talking about?
I'm serious. I'm not making it up. I'm not trying to be funny.
No, I know. If you were trying to be funny, it would have to be funnier than this.
Not necessarily.
Hey, you know what I realized when I visit my mom now? Her dementia's pretty bad.
Yeah, what?
I can tell her I was in the Beatles. Hey, Mom, me and the other Beatles, we're going to have a big show. I told her I killed Bin Laden. You can tell your mom anything when she has dementia.
So did you tell her those two things today?
Yeah. And then, unfortunately, one of the aides on her floor heard me say that I killed Bin Laden. And then I had to continue with the charade that I was in SEAL Team 6.
Oh, just so that the nurse's aide would think that it all made sense.
Yeah, so the nurse's aide wouldn't think that I'm lying to my mother. So I had to explain all the details of the midnight raid on the compound.
Right.
I was there for 2.5 hours drawing diagrams for the nurse's aides.
At Abbottabad.
At Abbottabad? Is that the town?
Yeah.
I had a feeling he was in Abbottabad, but no one listened to me.
That's where he was.
I was saying Abbottabad. Check Abbottabad. Has anyone checked Abbottabad? No one listens to me.
What else did you tell your mom today?
I told her I was in the Dave Clark Five, and she said, "No way."
Your oldest.
She's a big Dave Clark Five.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. Yeah, she knows. She knows I wasn't.
She sings "Glad" all over to herself. And your oldest daughter was with you today. How does she feel about when you tell your mom lies like this?
That's right, Rachel was there. Well, I didn't really tell my mom lies. I'm just trying to ramp up the entertainment value for our listeners.
I got it. Invested
their most valuable commodity, Ken. They're investing their time. And what do we give them back? We're just babbling. It's near incoherence, you and me.
Near? It's pretty damn incoherent. It seems like there's somebody on the line who wants to get through.
That can't be true. Hey, wait, we have a real show. Don't we have a thing to do?
Yes,
a,
we do. Topic? Yeah, we do.
Okay, well, let's get to it. Here's what we're thinking.
Hi, are you on the air? No.
Okay, here's what we're thinking. Most of our listeners have Google Maps, right? Or that app Waze, right?
Yeah, most
that
do.
Helps them.
Yeah,
that helps them navigate through traffic.
Yeah, if people have cars, yeah.
But not all of our listeners who are driving right now have access to Google Maps. Not all of them. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, I think a lot of them have traffic apps and they don't know how to use them. I've noticed that a lot.
Or their phone is out of juice. Or their phone is broken. Or they forgot their phone.
Or the app is just confused. Waze is not perfect. It sometimes gets very confused.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, that's right. So there are some listeners out there that need our help. That's why we're here, right? That's our clarion call. When we realize there are listeners that might need our help, we can't sit idly by, can we, Ken?
No.
No.
No, we have to take action.
I wanted to, but you wouldn't let me. We had to do a show. We're doing a show. We have to take action. So we're going to offer traffic and weather updates every 3 minutes.
Oh, right. And we have a theme song, too, don't we?
Courtesy of Johnny Celentano.
Yeah.
He put together a little, my right-hand man, my right and left-hand man.
So we want anybody who's on a road to give us a call right now at 201-209-9368. If you're
give us a traffic update.
That's it. We just want to know where you are.
Where you are, and is there road construction? Is there an accident? Is there some kind of delay? How's the flow of traffic? Are you stalled? Is it crawling? How fast are you going? Just tell us where you are and tell us the traffic situation, and we will pass it along every 3 minutes to our other callers, to our other listeners in the tri-state area. Are we limiting ourselves to the tri-state area?
Oh, hell no.
Well, I think we are, because everybody else outside of this area is listening on the computers, right?
No, they might be. Yeah, but they might still be in their car.
How can that be?
They could be listening over their phone in their car.
Oh, is that possible?
Yes, it's possible.
You mean someone could be in Cleveland right now,
right,
listening to us in their car?
Correct.
I guess, okay, we'd like to hear traffic and weather updates from them. We're going to be a manual Waze app, right? A manual traffic app. We're going old school, right?
Right.
You don't need your phone.
Now, I'd especially like to hear anybody on Route 280, Route 46.
I know why you're interested in 280.
Route 3. That's right.
I know why 280 is your special little favorite route these days.
Why is that, Andy?
Because didn't you rent a billboard on 280?
Well, we would like to rent a billboard. We have reserved a billboard on Route 280.
Oh my God, you actually move forward on this.
Yes, it is reserved.
Pull the trigger.
Yep.
Did you write a check?
No, have not put down any money yet. We're going to have a Kickstarter to try to raise the money. We have 2 months. We have 2 months to raise the money. And
do you know what the billboard will say?
Well, we're going to let people vote, actually, as part of the Kickstarter campaign. We're going to let them vote.
I saw some of the candidates, and they're really fantastic.
Yeah, they are.
Hey, did you like mine?
Yes, I showed your ideas at the lake party to the entire staff.
Yeah, what did people think?
I made people put their phones away. I had to confiscate a whole bunch of phones.
Why?
Because I didn't want there to be any evidence of your billboard mock-ups. Because there was a white power one.
No!
Yeah, there was a white
Caucasian
power.
No, it just simply said Caucasian radio.
And then there was an anti-Semitic one.
Jew-free. Now 100% Jew-free.
Right.
Yeah.
So those are, you know, pretty damn offensive, both of them.
Well, I would say your staff is almost completely Caucasian, and I would say you're doing your best to purge Jews from your staff. You can't deny any of that.
Yeah, I can deny it. I'm not purging the Jews. You're Jewish. I'm Jewish. Irwin's mm-hmm. Jewish.
You got a point there.
Jew boy McJewfro, he's Jewish.
Didn't we take a poll or some kind of get some sort of ethnic breakdown a couple months ago?
Yeah, we did.
Didn't we have like a 3% African American listeners, right?
No, I think it was more like 6%.
Okay.
It was close to the national average. Hey Andy, we have a traffic report.
We have a traffic update?
Yeah. Yes,
we
do.
A live traffic update?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what we're doing? We're deputizing all of our listeners in cars. All of our listeners are now our deputies, and we need you to call in live traffic updates.
Hi, you're on the air. Where are you located? Hey, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, can't believe I got through. I love the show.
You're in a car, it sounds like.
I am in a car. You have to speak up, please.
You're in a car. Where are you located?
I'm in Australia. I'm listening on my phone in my car.
No.
I'm in the Eastern Freeway in Melbourne heading out of the city. Traffic's sweet.
Eastern Freeway.
Wait, thank God you called. What side of the road are you on?
What side? Well, I'm heading east. I'm in the middle lane of a four-lane freeway. but are, school are, holiday, are, so they're out there, like, parents today, on the phone with their, I mean, on the road with the kids.
Is, so, is the steering wheel on the right side of the car or the left side?
Is this,
you'll have to speak up. I'm in a car.
Is the steering wheel on the left side or the right side?
Let me check. The right.
That's 100% wrong. I need you to pull over. Oh. You're going to kill yourself.
And how fast are you going there on the Eastern Freeway?
I'm going 100 kilometers per hour.
All right.
And
what's the route number for the Eastern Freeway in Melbourne?
I'm not sure what the Eastern Freeway.
We'll just say we'll just say Route 280. Route 280.
Wait. 100 kilometers an hour. How fast is that in real time? Like for real people.
Hang on. I'm coming up to a road sign. It's telling me that it should that's an exit sign. I'm coming up near Doncaster Road.
Near what?
Near Doncaster Road in Australia.
I can then go and fill up with some liters of fuel.
All right. What's your name?
I'm Steve.
Steve, thanks for the traffic report. We're going to work.
Anytime.
We're going to work this into our first traffic report. Thanks, Steve.
Hey, so Doncaster Road in Australia.
No, he's on. He's actually on Eastern Freeway near Doncaster Road.
Right.
He's on Eastern Freeway heading east. Are you ready, Andy? Are you ready for the first traffic update here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you should give out the phone number too, Ken.
Phone number is 201-209-9368. We want to talk to people in cars. Doesn't matter where you are.
They're all deputies. And then we're doing live traffic updates for people that don't have Google Maps. So far, we can tell you about Doncaster Road in Australia.
Eastern Freeway. Are you ready? Do you want to do the traffic report or should I?
I leave it up to you. I'm on Skype, so it's all you.
This is 91.1 FM, weekday weather traffic update. Your life, your world, your news on 91.1 WFMU every 180 seconds.
Outside Melbourne, Australia, on the Eastern Freeway heading east, traffic is moving at 100 kilometers per hour nearing Doncaster Road. That's it. You got a big kick out of that, didn't you?
Well, that's it. That's the bottom. That's it. 25 years on the air. At least we know what the bottom is.
Why is this the bottom?
Every addict says you got to hit bottom, Ken. Every junkie will tell you. It's a good thing.
Why?
It's a good thing. We should embrace it.
Hi, you're on the air. Where are you located?
Hey, I'm on Route 46 in Clifton.
All right, Route 46 in Clifton, near the Great Notch Inn?
No, I'm by that video game store, the digital press, and the bagel place. I'm by the stoplight.
Okay, by the video game store. Are you on 46 East or 46 West?
46 East.
And
how's traffic?
How's traffic? What's going on over there?
There's not really any. It's pretty clear. It's a little heavier going westbound, but it looks like it's moving. And Grove Street in Montclair was clear too.
Okay. Thanks
All right.
for the update.
Thank you.
Okay, Ken, give the phone number again. Let's hear this update.
201-209-9368.
I love hearing the update. Here we go.
And we have another traffic report. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, me?
Hi, yeah. Where are you located?
I'm in South Orange, New Jersey.
Okay, what road are you on?
Prospect.
Oh,
how's traffic?
Not bad at all, actually.
Not bad at all.
All right.
There's a biker. There's a cyclist. I probably shouldn't be on my phone.
Oh, you're on your bicycle.
No, I'm passing a cyclist.
Oh, you're passing a cyclist.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. When you're giving traffic and weather updates to WFMU, you're exempt from the texting and phone laws.
Okay, good.
Oh, it's Quinn.
Yeah.
Hi, Quinn.
Hi.
Okay, so you're on Prospect Avenue in South Orange. Which way are you heading?
South,
okay.
So, Quinn, this is near your own home. This is your home turf now.
Yeah, it's my home turf. I'm going to prenatal yoga.
Prenatal yoga? That's the best kind of yoga there is.
I know. It's very easy.
You don't want to kill a cyclist on your way to prenatal yoga. There's something to be said.
So when,
there are a lot of people on the sidewalk.
When are you due, Quinn?
November 4th.
All right. This is number two, right?
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations.
Do you know if it's going to be a cute baby or not?
It looks cute on the ultrasound.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
Thanks.
They're the best kind of babies to have.
Okay. Thank you, Quinn.
Have a great night.
Thanks. We're going to take one more traffic report, and then we'll do it.
She was our Miss 7 Second Delay.
That's
for,
right.
During her tenure,
yes,
for a while.
Yes, she was. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so I'm on Route 3 going westbound by Route 7. I'm in stop-and-go traffic.
All right, near 7, stop-and-go. Okay.
We appreciate it, and so do our listeners that do not have Google Maps. You're doing them a great public service. All of our drivers today are deputized. We need to hear from all of them. What's our phone number, Kenny?
It's 201-209-9368. Thank you, Kevin, on Route 3. All right.
Ken, it's time for an update. I'd love to hear that update.
Time for an update. Here we go.
I love this.
This is 91.1 FM, weekday weather traffic update. Your life, your world, your news on 91.1 WFMU every 180 seconds.
On Route 46 East in Clifton by the video game store, there's no traffic. Traffic is heavy westbound. Grove Street towards Montclair is clear. On Prospect Avenue in South Orange, southbound.
Watch out for the bicyclists.
Not bad. You're passing. Watch out for the bicyclists. Lots of people on the sidewalk. And in Route 3, west near 7, stop-and-go traffic due to rubbernecking.
It's crazy pregnant ladies on the road in Montclair. A lot of hormones going wild. I'd give them a wide berth.
There we go. Another traffic update.
Hey, we should also ask husbands to call us up if their wives are PMS as a warning.
Why?
Because then we know to avoid, you know, certain people.
But
it's
that's
like,
not...
Like a busy intersection.
What about men who are in bad moods?
Yeah, fine. You are so whipped. Just can't. Good point, Ken. What about men who are in bed?
This doesn't sound like the old feminist Andy Breckman.
I'm doing the world a public service. If you know of a woman who is menstruating or premenstruating, give us a call and we can warn people. It's as important as warning them about bumper to bumper traffic or stop and go traffic.
So you've given up on your feminism.
I think I'm a little. It's a new kind of feminism. It's real world feminism. It's very practical feminism.
All right, we have a full switchboard, Andy. This is very exciting.
Well, give the phone number again. This is great.
It's 201-209-9368. Layla, Route 91 in Connecticut. What's going on?
The traffic is quite bland.
It's
a little bit of traffic, not too much.
Which way are you heading on Route 91?
New York City.
So you're heading, that would be south?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Layla.
Traffic's bland on the Route 91. You heard it here first. Traffic and weather updates every 180 seconds.
And you're on the radio. Where are you located?
Hi, I'm in Jersey City.
Oh, where, on what road?
I'm turning onto Columbus. Looking for a parking spot in downtown Jersey City.
Good luck, my brother. Good luck.
So you're on Columbus heading west, I guess?
Heading east. I'm just looking for a parking spot.
You know what I sometimes do? I just pick a car at random, a parked car, and just stop and just hope that they come back soon. Just stop. Just pick a car.
Stop and honk? Or just stop?
No, you don't even have to honk. Just stop and stare at it and hope they come back soon.
Even without somebody in it.
That's not.
Oh, yeah, that's somebody in it. It doesn't always work.
That's really not so absurd, Andy. I kind of do that in Hoboken all the time.
Pick a car at random?
No, I pick a street. I just double park at the start of the street, and I wait until somebody moves on the street.
I think that's what most of the people are doing.
Yeah.
That's why there's zero
spots. What's the longest you've ever waited?
Maybe 10 minutes. You actually don't have to wait very long.
You mean every 10 minutes you're almost guaranteed someone will come out and move a car and drive off?
Yeah.
That is pathetic. You make me
I can
sick.
Report that driving from the Target that's over by Jersey City and Hoboken to this area is about normal.
All right, normal. Okay. We like to hear that. Normal. Okay.
Normal.
Clear blue skies.
Clear blue skies.
Clear blue skies. That's, right. That's our weather update.
All right, moving on. Hi, you're on.
209-9368. You're all deputized. We want to hear traffic and weather live updates from you on the road.
You're on the air. Where are you located?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm on the BQE, and my GPS turned off to make this call, so I don't know where I'm going anymore.
Ah.
My traffic.
Are you heading south?
I don't know. I'm heading into Brooklyn from New Jersey, so I think that's not south.
Well, yeah, okay. We'll say south, southeast. And
I think we can all thank whatever God we pray to that we're not in the car with this.
And how's the traffic?
It's stop and go. It's not too bad right now.
Stop and go. Okay.
Okay, Ken, it's time for another update.
No, there's a traffic. Thanks. Thank you, BQE.
Ken, let's hear the update.
Route 280. Bruce, what's happening on Route 280, our beloved Route 280?
Oh, hey, Route 280 is beautiful right now. I just drove from exit 1 to, like, exit 12, got up at Newark. Pretty clear traffic all the way.
Wait, did that mean
a little bit of a block at the entrance to the parkway? And I'm in Newark right now, and there's, like, no parking.
Okay.
Ken, does that mean he passed your billboard?
Yes, he passed the spot of our future billboard.
I thought that was going to be on the westbound coming from the city, right?
Right. Yeah, it's going to be on the westbound side. True. True.
Ken, let's do an update.
Okay, time for an update. Thank you, Route 280. Okay, here we go.
This is 91.1 FM, weekday weather traffic update. Your life, your world, your news on 91.1 WFMU every 180 seconds.
Route 91 in Connecticut, traffic is bland on Columbus Avenue in Jersey City. Heading east, there are no parking spots. On the BQE, south-southwest, stop-and-go traffic due to rubbernecking on Route 280. Beautiful from exit 1 through 12. Clear traffic, but no parking in Newark.
That makes me so happy.
Tune in again in 3 minutes for the next traffic update right here on
that
WFMU.
That makes me so happy. I love hearing you do that. Now I get it. You belong on the radio. Now I finally get it.
It all makes sense now. I'm getting the hang of it now. I've never done traffic in my entire life.
You're so good at this.
Yeah, no, now I'm getting it. It took me a
201,
while.
201-209-9368. You're all our little traffic deputies. We're putting together a live traffic update.
You know where I was going bad is I didn't know how to end the traffic report. Now I realize at the end you have to say, tune in 180 seconds from now for the next traffic update.
Wow, you're so good at that, Ken.
Yeah. All right. The phone number is 201-209-9368. If you were trying to get through before and you couldn't, the switchboard is now open. We're looking for traffic reports. I'd like to know what the ground speed is near the TikTok Diner on Route 3.
Also, weather reports.
Weather reports.
Also, PMS warnings.
PMS warnings. I'm curious how things are going by the Great Notch Inn on Route 46.
Any wives who are premenstrual there by the TikTok Diner?
Any action happening at Xanadu on Route 3 in the Meadowlands? The same 12 cranes just sitting there doing nothing. But you don't have to be in the New York area. Wherever you are, we're interested in how the traffic is so we can do another traffic update. Phone number 201-209-9368. Yes, the home of the future WFMU billboard is on Route 280 in Newark. It's the one that right now says, call this number. There's a phone number on it on both sides. It's a billboard that is sitting on a whole bunch of crap near Penn Station, downtown Newark.
Hey, kid, did you like my grandma one?
Yeah, I did like that one. That's definitely a contender.
That in the running?
Yes, absolutely. Just we can't publish your white power or your anti-Semitic billboards.
Well, Cajun radio.
Yeah, it's white power.
It's a niche. It's a kind of a niche market.
Yeah, that's the white power. That's the white power one.
I wouldn't call it white power, but I think it pretty much describes most of what you do. It's pretty accurate.
I don't think so. There's nothing.
You don't think people tune in and say, that's Caucasian radio? You are kidding yourself, buddy.
Well, no, I don't. I don't think that that's what they think. That this is white person radio. No, I don't.
No, I guess not. No.
I don't think so. No.
No, no, they don't. You keep telling yourself that.
Yeah,
it's important that you tell yourself that. You find a narrative that works for you.
John on the Gowanus Canal Bridge. What's happening over there?
Hey, we're on Hamilton Ave behind the Gowanus Canal Bridge. So it just went up at 6:25. So we're looking at a 10-minute wait. We're in a box truck over here. We're on the south side of the bridge.
Wait, you mean the bridge? The bridge has been raised. Is that what you're saying?
The bridge has been raised. Yeah, it's up.
Oh,
how
good.
Often do they do that? They do that during rush hour?
They do it anytime they goddamn please.
Yeah, whenever there's a boat that needs to go through, Andy.
We got to get one of them boats.
That's how it works.
Them boats have the right of way, it seems to me.
They
yeah,
do.
Yeah, like pedestrian.
All right.
Yeah. They
so the bridge is up. That's breaking news.
Yeah, breaking.
The
right
Gowanus
now.
Canal Bridge is up.
And how's the weather there?
Weather is gorgeous. It's beautiful.
And do you have a PMS warning you'd like to share?
No, I'm going to stay away from that.
Okay, excellent, fine.
All right,
thank you, John. And I believe we have a report from the TikTok Diner. Paul, what's happening near the TikTok Diner?
I just passed the TikTok Diner. In like another minute, I'm going to be by the Great Knot Kid.
All right, so what was the ground speed at the TikTok Diner?
It's stop and go. A little bit, the right lane, you want to stay out of the right lane because they got that exit for Bloomfield Avenue, and that's always backed up, but everything else is fine.
The exit for what?
For Bloomfield Avenue.
Oh, yeah, Bloomfield Avenue. That's the exit I used to take to go to FMU all the time. All right, great. Thank you.
You got it.
And Todd in the Catskills near Woodstock, what road are you on?
Well, I'm on 23A, and I'm heading east. And you know, I left Tannersville, and on the way to Woodstock, like right before Palinville, right past the Catskill Falls, they have road work on the road. It's only two lanes, one lane each way. But they have it down to one lane, so you have to, like, stop, you know, for a guy with a stop sign or a slow sign and let traffic from one side go till the other side goes. And it's backing up pretty significantly, you know, because people are getting off work. So
this is 23A heading east, Palinville. It's near Palinville. It's down to one lane.
Yes.
And you're in Catskill? That's where this is?
In the Catskills. It's between Tannersville and Palinville.
Okay. Got it.
Great.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. And one more traffic report. It's Frank on the Garden State Parkway. What's happening?
Hey, I just want to let you guys know there was a lot of congestion between exit 160 and 157, but after everybody got off at Route 21 there, it's all smooth sailing.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Frank.
Yep, see you guys.
Andy, what was going on in there? I heard something.
I'm so sorry. I got a little distracted.
What happened?
I'm at my son's house. I'm in Maplewood.
I see.
And we have grandkids here playing in the next room.
How many grandkids?
Oh my God! It must be five or six.
Wow.
I must be. They're coming. Some kids. Some people don't have any. I've got them coming out my butt.
You have five or six grandkids.
I have five grandkids and then a six on the way. Oh wait, here they come again. Oh, that's there you go. this
it sounds
this,
like
this radio show has just been hijacked.
What's that band over there?
It sounds like, well, you that, live in Whoville. It sounds yeah, like
well so we're broadcasting live from this daycare center.
All right, Andy, we have a lot of traffic to get through here.
Okay, take care of that, buddy. Okay. Hey, don't forget to give the phone number.
This is 91.1 FM, weekday weather traffic update. Your life, your world, your news on 91.1 WFMU.
Wait, I got to hit mute. Hold on.
Seconds.
Hamilton Avenue in Brooklyn, the Gowanus Canal Bridge is up. In New Jersey on Route 3 near the TikTok Diner, stop and go traffic. Avoid the right lane as the exit near Bloomfield Avenue is backed up. Near Palinville, New York on 23A heading east, the two lanes are down to one lane on the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey between exits 157 and 160. It's a little stop and go, but it clears up after Route 21. Tune in again 180 seconds from now for the next traffic update.
I just learned that I have a mute button on my cord. So that you've been spared.
That wasn't my best traffic report, I have to admit.
You're doing great, Ken. You keep going. You don't despair, buddy. You don't give up. You're doing great. You're getting better and better. There's a learning curve.
I think I lost it. I think I hit my peak.
Your next one is going to be great.
I hit my peak with my third one. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. We're looking for your traffic report, your weather report, so that we can do one every 180 seconds.
For our listeners who don't have access to Google Maps, Google, right?
Well, anybody who has a smartphone has access, but a lot of people...
Well, but a lot of people can't... A lot of people don't have their phones with them, or their phones are out of juice.
Right.
Or it's hard while they're driving to access it.
Hard while it's driving to look at your cell phone?
Yeah, isn't it? That's a challenge.
No.
I mean, I can do it because I'm super duper smart.
Yeah, no, I think everybody does that. I got a warning the other day. A cop right outside the Holland Tunnel saw me looking at my phone for directions, and he pulled me over and yelled at me.
Were you holding the phone to your ear or just glancing down?
No, just glancing down at it.
You know what? I think that officer was right. Anybody but me who does that makes me so mad.
Yeah.
When I do it, it's completely cool. Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny, Ken? Isn't it funny how when I do it, it's cool?
Yeah. And when I do
it's just human nature. It's all part of the human comedy, Ken.
Yeah. And when I do it, it's illegal.
Yeah. It's not cool at all.
Yeah. You know, one time I was in, this is a very long story, Andy. I'll tell you after this call. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey there. We're doing traffic updates, yeah?
Yeah. Where are you located?
I'm on Hamilton Ave. I just called in before. The bridge is now down, so I just wanted to give you guys an update.
The bridge was raised earlier. The ship or boat has passed under the bridge, and now the bridge is back down. You heard it here. On WFMU 91.1.
And traffic is moving again. All
it's
right.
Wonderful. We're on the north side now. It's great.
All right. Thank you, John.
Made it across the
no
river.
Toby in Vermont. What road are you on?
I am on Chamberlain Road in Barton, Vermont.
What's the name of that road?
Nobody on the road whatsoever.
Chamberlain Road. He has the road to himself.
High blue day.
Chamberlain Road in Barton, Vermont.
That's correct.
And you're free as a bird.
If there's nobody on the road, if what you're saying is true, take your hands off the steering wheel. Let's
once in a while, you know, we will get some turkeys cruising across.
Let me hear you clap your hands to prove you can take your hands off the steering
wheel. Take your hands off the steering wheel and clap.
I drive with my thighs.
Go ahead.
Okay, go.
Do it. Clap.
I'm trying.
We want to hear you clap.
You want to hear me clap?
Yeah, hold.
Clap your hands.
All right, that's clapping.
It is clapping.
Good enough. All right.
But that's WFMU fan from the Uppsala days.
Wow.
So I live out here now.
Oh, good for you, Toby. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Ken, maybe we should move the station to Vermont just to be closer to Toby.
Yeah.
We've never had a fan that loyal.
Somebody on the GWB, you're on the air. Is that Nathan? Nathan. Frank, Garden State Parkway.
Call in and let you know. It's a little update. It is now a disaster on the Parkway South after mile marker 155. I am in park, basically. It's no more than 5 miles an hour.
Stand still. 155.
Bumper to bumper. You heard it here.
Southbound, right?
Correct. Yeah, heading towards Route 3 exit. But, yeah, nobody's moving.
Oh, man. Why? Is there an accident? What's going on?
Yeah, it says delays ahead. Be prepared to stop.
Oh, okay.
So that is, no, that's a great bit of information. If you can avoid the parkway heading south, find an alternate route for yourself.
Thank you, Frank. It's time for a traffic update.
This is 91.1 FM, weekday weather traffic update. Your life, your world, your news on 91.1 WFMU every 180 seconds.
At the Garden State Parkway at exit 155 southbound, it is a complete standstill. Try to find an alternate route to that. In Vermont, on Chamberlain in Barton, Vermont, nobody is on the road. You can drive with your thighs and clap. And following up on the situation in Gowanus on Hamilton Avenue, the bridge is down and traffic is once again moving. Tune in again in 180 seconds for the next traffic update here on WFMU.
Ken, this is your finest hour. This
it is
show
fun.
Is to you.
It is
this
fun.
This show is to you what World War II was to Churchill. You are rising to the occasion. You're an inspiration. Ken, I am so proud
of
you.
Well, I've listened to so much traffic on the radio my entire life. And I've never done it.
I just sit back. It's like performance art. You're just a jazz musician. I'm just so impressed with you.
Oh, gee, thanks, Andy.
201-209-9368. Give my friend some more traffic to report.
Hi, you're on the radio. Boston.
Ken.
Adam.
Ken, yeah, how you doing?
Good.
So I'm on Starro Drive in Boston.
Starro Drive, that's by the river, right?
Last night. Yep.
Starro Drive in Wasson?
Oh, he's in Boston,
yeah,
Ken. He's in Boston.
By the Mass Avenue Bridge.
Okay, Starro Drive in Boston. Go on.
That's like right where they had the fireworks last night, where the Boston Pops.
Oh, okay.
So there's lots of people cleaning up, and it's about 92 degrees here.
92 degrees, and is there a PMS update in your life?
Yeah, PMS. Yeah, constant PMS. All day,
what is her
all
name?
Night,
that's good to know if you're in Boston.
For 11
what
years.
Is her name, what? Sir?
Adam, what's her name?
Denise.
Denise. Okay, we have a PMS warning in the Boston area. Her name is Denise. It's very good to know. You want to avoid any arguments, even trivial, minor, little arguments with Denise for the next couple of days.
Can that show up as a red flashing warning on my Google Map?
Yeah, you have to enable that. It's an option.
It's a menstruation icon, right?
Yeah, go to settings and enable the PMS button.
You're talking about that's a billion-dollar app idea, my friend.
I know, I'm telling you. Andy, don't steal it like you steal everything else.
I can't help it. It's in my blood.
Yeah, well, your religion's not the issue. Okay, so.
All right, good luck, Adam. All right, we have one traffic report. We need a few more to do the next update. The phone number here is 201-209-9368. Thanks to Johnny Celentano for making our great traffic theme.
Yeah, he can't be beat.
And Veronica for helping out with the newsletter.
She can't be beat. Now that she has a phone again.
For Andrew for doing the weekly recaps. We have a weekly recap of our show.
Oh, we have a whole team. Yeah. We have a whole team there, Ken.
And Nick the Bard. For holding down
the bar, we have a whole great support staff.
We do.
So I would say you and I are the weak links.
We are. Well, you especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, especially.
You're located half a block away, and you couldn't even be bothered to come to the radio station. You're sitting there.
But when you factor in how little I care, I'm really doing an amazing job.
You're at the City Diner. You're half a block from the station.
Yeah.
And you couldn't.
I just can't be bothered. Well, the elevator going up in FMU is so slow.
I know it is slow, and it's scary. I admit, no question about that. You could have
taken. We're waiting for traffic updates because now I'm living for your new traffic updates. I just can't wait. 201-209-9368. You're all our deputies today. You're our traffic deputies. We're doing traffic and weather and PMS warnings.
Mark on the Garden State Parkway. Where are you?
I'm at 142.
Northbound or southbound?
Southbound.
Okay.
Clears up after 151.
Clears up after 151. And is traffic moving smoothly at 142?
Oh, yeah. I'm going 65.
All right.
Would you say did you see an accident?
No accident. Just stupid people.
Stupid people.
We have a stupid people warning on the Garden State Parkway.
Okay.
Good to know.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Have a great day, guys.
I knew there were stupid people in the tri-state area. I just wasn't sure where they were.
Steve in Boulder, Colorado. What road are you on?
I'm on Baseline Avenue near the University of Boulder.
Baseline Avenue near University of Boulder. Not the University of Colorado? University of Boulder?
Yeah.
Okay.
University of Colorado at Boulder, yeah.
Oh, yeah. University
okay.
of Colorado
yeah,
Boulder.
UFC. And, UFC, okay.
And then how's traffic?
Well, traffic's moving well, but there's a lot of hippies, so there's like a hippie warning we need to give.
Oh, okay, where's the hippie sighting?
Moving well, hippies, okay. Hippies everywhere.
You know, if you hit a hippie, that is a misdemeanor. That it's still against the law, even if they're hippies.
It is?
You can't run over a hippie. Yeah, you don't. Yeah, it's a misdemeanor in almost every state.
Oh, because I thought I'd be doing a public service.
No. A lot of people think that. No.
No, you will.
It's against the law. We found that out the hard way.
Yeah, no, it's a $150 ticket. It's nothing to be trifled with.
For your first hippie.
Yeah.
That's all it is? $150? I'll invest the money.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You could pass a hat, I guess, and raise the money.
One less Grateful Dead fan, right?
All right, Steve, thanks for the report. It's time for the next traffic update.
This is 91.1 FM, weekday weather traffic update. Your life, your world, your news on 91.1 WFMU every 180 seconds.
In Boston on Starro Drive, the fireworks cleanup continues. It's 92 degrees outside, and Denise is in constant PMS. Back in New Jersey on the Garden State Parkway, all clear at exit 142. The traffic clears up after exit 151. It was due to hordes and hordes of stupid people. And in Boulder on Baseline Avenue near the University of Colorado campus, campus is moving well, but beware of the hacky sack players and the drum circles. Next traffic update in 180 seconds right here on WFMU.
Oh my God. Ken, you're an artist. Ken, this is your calling.
I can't believe you're so excited.
I've never enjoyed our show more. Oh my God.
Why are you so excited by this? I don't understand.
It's like another side of you that's been waiting to come out.
I've probably listened to traffic reports on the radio for 5 years out of my entire life. Of course, not anymore. Now I use Waze.
You're so good.
Actually, I actually still listen to the traffic. I actually find it.
It is. There's like a rhythm to it. It's like poetry.
Yeah.
You're so good at it. It's like music.
I find it relaxing.
Yeah,
I find it relaxing. It's
real. When you do it, it really is.
Oh, thanks, Andy.
Ken, would you do me a big favor? What? Just for me, a personal favor. Yes. I ask for so little.
Okay.
I'm sitting here with Molly. She wants to hear it too.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we need new traffic.
No. I would please do this.
Okay.
Before the end of the show.
All right.
Okay. Like it's when we have like 5 minutes to go. Do one big mega traffic update based on all the data we've collected. One big mothership traffic update.
There's too many of them.
Well, then just pick and choose. Pick and choose 10 of them.
Okay. Well, the theme song doesn't run long enough, but I'll do my best.
I love it, God.
Okay. I'll do my best.
That's a great way to end the show. I am just so loving that.
In Montreal, Canada. Alan, what's going on?
Hey, I'm on Rue St. Catherine, Catherine Street, near McGill University, and traffic's very heavy, people getting out of work, and a lot of bars on the street, people drinking, walking around into traffic, so it's a problem. It's always a problem.
They're walking in the street. They're walking in traffic. They're weaving their way through traffic.
Yeah, they walk out on the, because there's a lot of outside drinking, and they walk in right into the street, in the way of the bus, in the way of the car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is a good time to remind people that Canadians are people, too. You can't just mow down Canadians.
Almost people.
Wow, chaos in Montreal. All right, thank you, Alan.
Chaos. Bye.
Total chaos.
David in Boston. What road are you on?
Boston?
Yeah, Boston. Is this David?
Yeah, this is David from Boston. I'm on I-93 South, heading into Boston. Traffic is moderate.
Moderate. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we call that bland.
Anything spill on the roadway? Any hazardous spills or anything like that?
The only thing that's hazardous on this roadway are the drivers themselves.
All right, good enough. Hazardous drivers spilled all over the roadway.
And you know, if you're in Boston, you know to avoid Denise. You've heard that warning, right, David?
What's that?
You know to avoid a woman named Denise.
Denise, who lives in Boston. It's like constant...
Oh, yes, I heard that.
Constant PMS.
Okay, you've been warned, my friend. We're 209. What are we at, Ken? Wait,
201-209-9368.
That's it, 201-209. 9368.
And Lou.
Come on, give Ken some more.
Lou in Elizabeth, New Jersey. What's going on?
Hey,
Hey, how's it going? It's pretty clear down here right now. Traffic is moving. I'm on my way to Banana King. Gonna get that Pincho combo.
You're on Elmora Avenue heading towards Banana King's.
I am on en route, yes.
Okay, what are you getting at Banana King's?
The Pincho combo.
The Kingcho combo.
Kingcho combo.
Kingcho combo.
Empanadas.
Empanadas.
How many times a month are you heading to Banana King's?
More times than I wish to admit.
Okay.
Definitely.
Then you could probably make that trip with your eyes closed. Let's see if you can. Let's do it right now.
Oh no, I definitely.
You go there once a month.
Why not? Take a chance. All right. I guess. Well, all right.
It's best to...
Closing my eyes right now. I'm on Elmora.
You little liar! This guy's not going to get the Banana King with his eyes closed.
All right. Thank you, Lou. Sarah, where are you located?
I'm in Kinnelon, Ken.
Okay, what road are you on?
I'm on Boonton Avenue.
Boonton Avenue.
Right near the firehouse when I saw a black bear go scampering off into the weeds yesterday.
We've got a black bear alert.
Yeah.
Was it
that was yesterday.
Was it a cub or a full-grown bear?
It was medium bear, yeah.
Wow, I saw a cub yesterday. What a coincidence.
Oh, yeah, they're out.
Yeah.
They're all out.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Time for the next traffic update here on WFMU.
This is 91.1 FM, weekday weather traffic update. Your life, your world, your news on 91.1 WFMU every 180 seconds.
On Rue St. Catherine in Montreal, we have chaos near McGill University as drinkers and workers are stumbling through the streets. In Boston, on I-93 South, we have moderate traffic. Hazardous drivers have spilled on the roadway, and Denise is still in PMS. On Elmora Avenue in Elizabeth, going towards Banana King's, there's a Kingo Combo empanada spilled all over the roadway. And in Kinnelon, on Boonton Avenue near the firehouse, a black bear has just crossed the road.
Yeah!
Tune in 180 seconds from now for the next traffic update here on WFMU.
Ken, what are you playing crappy music all day for? This is your calling. This is why God put you on this earth.
It's fun. I like doing traffic, Andy. Thanks for helping me figure this out.
Well, I'm more of a spectator today,
yeah.
But I'm loving it.
I guess we have time for one more, and then we'll do our greatest hits.
One more call?
Well, one more. I was hoping to get like three more traffic reports.
209. Wait, what is it?
201-209-9368.
When I say I don't care, you think I'm joking.
No, you clearly don't care.
Because there are 10 digits in our phone number.
This sets a new record.
How many years have we been giving out that phone number?
More than 10. No, probably, okay. Yeah, no, 15. I think we've had the same on-air phone number for around 15 years.
10 digits. 15
yep.
years.
Yeah, and you don't remember it.
I do. But you're Ken, right?
I am Ken.
Yeah, okay, you got that. I got the important stuff.
Hi, you're on the radio. Where are you located?
I am on Route 15 North in Sparta. Smooth sailing from Route 80 on up through the Lake Mohawk Business District.
Okay. Where are you heading up to? Are you heading up to the Chatterbox?
I am definitely heading over there to get some hot dogs and sit in a car.
Okay, great. Thank you. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi, guys. Jeff from Rahway here. I'm on Route 22 West at Hillside, and traffic is slow. There's an accident.
Route 22 West and Hillside, an accident. What's the nature of the accident?
Well, it looks like there's a vehicle up getting towed right now, and everyone's slowing down to look at it.
Rubbernecking,
yes. And there's one lane closed on eastbound, and all of us westbound travelers want to look at it.
One lane closed eastbound. Okay, good to
know. Well, for some people, it's their first tow truck ever.
Thank you, Jeff. Come on, one more traffic report, and then we'll have.
I remember seeing my first tow truck.
Yeah,
very exciting.
What road was it on?
I was home from college.
Uh huh. Home from college.
I'd heard about tow trucks, never seen one in person.
You took that mid-semester break from BU.
Well, once I saw the tow truck, I couldn't go back to college. I had seen too much of the world.
That's right.
I had to see more. What else was out there?
You can't
some head mixers.
Yep. They won't go back to the farm once they've seen Paris.
Backhoes, all sorts of vehicles to see.
Time for one more fresh traffic report at
201-209-9368. Wow. Come on, give Ken some more.
You remembered the phone number there. Very, very good, Andy.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, are we live next week? Can you come in?
I don't know.
Okay.
This has been great on Skype.
Have you cast anybody else for your new TV show?
We're working on it. As soon as I do, you'll be the eighth or ninth to know.
It's called Good Cop. That's right.
It's called Good Cop. Yeah.
Good Cop, starring Tony Danza.
Tony, it's a father and son. We have the father. We have Tony Danza.
And there's a female role or two, I assume, in the show.
Female role, you got it right. Something for the ladies.
Uh huh. All right, so now you want me to do a greatest hits for your daughter,
Molly. Yeah, I really have been looking forward to this.
Okay.
This is like the end of the big show. This is the encore.
All right.
If you're just tuning in, you guys are in for a treat. We've been doing live traffic updates, and my partner, Ken Friedman, has really risen to the occasion.
This is for Molly?
Molly is here with me. She can't quite hear, but she might hear it later. It's on the archive. But I'd like to dedicate this to my daughter, Molly.
This is 91.1 FM, weekday weather traffic update. Your life, your world, your news on 91.1 WFMU, every 180 seconds.
In Brooklyn, on the Gowanus Canal, the bridge is down on Hamilton Avenue. In Vermont, on Chamberlain near Barton Road, people are driving and clapping with their knees. On Route 46 in Clifton by the video game store, there's no traffic. Heavy westbound near Grove Street towards Montclair. In Prospect Avenue in South Orange, southbound, not bad. There are cyclists on the road. Route 3 west near Route 7, stop-and-go traffic due to rubbernecking. The Gowanus Canal Bridge is now down. At the TikTok Diner on Route 3, stop-and-go traffic. Avoid the right lane near the exit near Bloomfield Avenue. And on Route 91, southbound, bland traffic. Columbus East, parking spot, normal. BQE South, stop-and-go. Route 280, beautiful, to exit 1 to 12. On Route 15 in Sparta, clear from Route 80 all the way up to the Chatterbox, past Lake Mohawk and in Rahway on Route 22. Near Hillside, there's an accident. One lane closed eastbound. Tune in 180 seconds from now for the next traffic report on WFMU.
That was like a searing Eric Clapton guitar song. That was great.
Well, thanks, Andy. Next week, maybe you should get takeout from the City Diner so you can actually come up to the studio.
I'm going to make every effort. It just sounds like you're having so much fun.
It's only half a block away.
I'm going to make every effort.
In fact, I think they might even deliver if you want to do that.
Or we could do the damn thing live from the City Diner. You can come down to me.
Okay, well, let me know. I mean, I just need to know a few hours ahead if you want me to join you at the City Diner. We can broadcast live from a booth. I just need a little bit of warning, that's all.
That would not be a terrible show, you know.
No, it would not. All I'm right. Sorry to everybody on hold. The traffic report show is over. 180 seconds from now, you'll be listening to In Real Life with Emily and Kim Zilla right here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org.
Thank you. Hey, thank you, Veronica. Thank you, Johnny. And thank you, Nick.
And thank you, Andrew.
Oh, and Andrew, right. It's all good. Our backup, our staff is the best.
And stay tuned for In Real Life with Emily and Kim Zilla. The Overlook Asylum tonight with Wheeler Antibanez. See you next week, Andy. Live to see tomorrow. Andy Brickman Man. Andy Brickman Man. Oh, he takes away your sorrow and replaces it with joy. Yeah.
Good evening, lifers. You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily. And that silence you hear is a distinct lack of Kimzilla. Yes, Kim has gone this evening and has left me all alone in the studio, giving me no choice but to make her sorry. So, this episode, you can expect to hear some antics, some things that Kim would never let me do if she was here, some stuff that's probably going to make her a little angry. But that's good. You guys, now you have some strife and some drama to look forward to next week when she comes back. She'll definitely tell you all about it. But she is listening to us right now, so I guess I should be kind of on my best behavior. Hi, Kim. Driving in the car right now. Hi, James. This is pretty weird, like talking to no one in a room by myself. I gotta be honest, I'm not really sure how most DJs do this every week. It makes you feel a little bit crazy to talk to yourself. So I guess just to sort of simulate Kim being here with me and put me at ease a little bit and make me feel kind of a little bit more comfortable, I'm gonna play an audio tribute that I made for Kim to show her how much I'm gonna miss her and how much I wish she would come back. And hopefully this will be enough to deter her from going away in the future.
How did you get here? I'm in the middle of a radio show.
This isn't a choice, is what you're saying.
Why do they have to feel tortured? Anymore.
Don't get attached to me.
You see that lizard? Don't wanna be by, I'm gonna eat him.
Anymore. I'm not feeling great about this, Emily.
You're recording this right now? Don't wanna be. Let me put on my radio voice.
I'm Kimzilla.
Emily, you're ruining everything.
See, it's almost like she's right here in the studio with me. I can hear her now. Emily, you're ruining everything. But I guess I should go ahead and get on with the episode because I'm expecting some angry texts any minute now that I'm going to have to reply to from my dear co-host. So this evening, we have a very special show for you guys. It is the part two of our amazing adventures in New Jersey with Wheeler and Tavanez, who was our guide to the Passaic River last week. It was a really fun show. I learned all about the beautiful nature and all of the lovely, serene features of the Passaic River, and also about all of the bodies that get dumped in there and the people that get killed around it and the sewage and the dead fish. So this week, Wheeler took us to the Overbrook Asylum, otherwise known as the Essex County Health Center, which is now being torn down and completely demolished, actually, and they're going to build condos on top of it, leading me to believe, of course, that we've learned nothing from Poltergeist because, you know, you can't just build condos on top of the site of an old insane asylum where all these patients were tortured and died and expect everything to go fine. So Wheeler took us on a tour around the area surrounding the old asylum and to sort of get us in the mood for the episode because it's kind of creepy, I think. I wanted to start us off with track from Wheeler's spoken word album about Overbrook Asylum called Words of Overbrook. So I'm gonna start you guys off with him reading a track, a piece that he wrote about Overbrook Asylum and about his exploring it called No Kings of Overbrook. And then we'll go right into our adventure with Wheeler. And meanwhile, I'll try and think of some more amusing things to say to you guys. It's really hard without my co-host here. I'm realizing she's my springboard, the Abbott to my Costello, the Yin to my Yang. It's really hard to like get my radio mojo in the right place without my Kimzilla. So, but. Don't worry, Kim. It's under control. I've got it here. Everything's working perfectly. And I will have plenty more deterrents to you leaving me alone in the future coming up later in the show, so that hopefully by the end of this hour, you will have decided to never leave me alone with our radio.